Welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad, how have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Just still kicking, still kicking.
That's not what I heard. I heard an interesting rumor through the movie Grapevine that you got a really nice offer.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, nope, I don't want that.
Yeah, I had a movie studio a few weeks ago. A lot of my friends are still busting my balls for it. I got a studio to offer me up to $60,000 to buy the story rights of Night Night. And they, if they make it into a feature, they're saying I would only get a story by credit, but I wouldn't get any residuals or anything like that. So if it's a feature, I would only get a story by credit. So they didn't want me to write it or direct it. And I'm like, well, $60,000 would be kind of nice, you know, but money runs out. Especially with me, like, it goes through my hands really fast, and I'm thinking I'm like long term, so I was like, nah, I'll pass. So a lot of people are like, why did you turn it down? Like, I have friends all like back home were like busting my balls about it, and I'm like, nah, like, if one studio makes an offer, another one probably will make an offer eventually down the road, or I'll just go into porn, who knows.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just like, a lot of people are like, you could do like so much with $60,000. I'm like, if you think about it, yeah, that's not including taxes. And then if I have a new place, the cost of living in LA is so pricey. So say if I get my own place, studio apartment down here, it's like $2,000 a month. Yeah, that it's the cost of living down here is so bad. Where it's just like, and that's just the apartment. That's not even utilities, that's not talking about grocery store, like eating food and everything. It's just like that runs out really fast. Like I don't even have a car, so like that's like it would be going to like Lyft and Uber the whole time. So I'm like, it would have been gone so fast. It'd be like gone.
Since you live in LA, were there any celebrity sightings this week?
Yeah, actually, there's this one dude that comes to my job a lot, David Koechner. He played, was he the sports guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the sports guy in,
Yes.
And, oh man, Anchorman.
Yes.
Yeah, he comes in all the time. He actually lives like two blocks away from where I work. But him and his family always comes in and everything. They live in the Valley Village area. So he always comes, and he's there. There's a couple porn stars that also come to Pizza Hut. Oh, Pizza Place.
Oopsie.
You're right. Like, there's quite a few porn stars that come in, which kind of surprised me. I'm like, wait, you guys eat pizza? Like, what?
Have you ever said to them, I've seen your work?
Say what?
Have you ever said to them, I've seen your work?
Obviously, some of them know friends that I know. So they look at me weird because they can't really, like, they kind, like, and I also follow them on Instagram and Twitter and social media. So they kind of, like, look at me like, this fat guy looks really familiar. So I kind of play it off like, I don't know them. Like, there's this one porn star who always comes in, Jamie Langford. And she always comes in and, like, she always gets the same pizza. But she always, like, always tries to find, she always wants to make, like, she gives me that look where, like, she wants me to say, oh, I know you, but I pretend I don't know who she is. But she comes to Pizza Hut. Oh, man, I'm bad on, like, telling where I work. But, yeah, she comes in sometimes, and then I'm trying to think what else. But, yeah, that's the only people I've seen this week. Trying to think of customers, like typical crazy customers that come in. Like the other day we had this Russian lady come in and order a pizza, and it cost her like $4.88 usually. And she's like, and it's because of the price increase, she goes, it's five, like 60 something now. She's like, it's been $4.88 for 4 years and da-da-da-da. You pushed the wrong button, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, due to increase of minimum wage in LA, the transaction fee has gone up from 50 cents to 3.5%. And she's like, oh, you're a liar. I'm going to Domino's. And I'm like, good luck. Have fun. Have a great night. So I always like, we always sell on people, like, it's crazy. We always get prank calls too. Like, we've been getting, like, this prank caller called twice, 2 days in a row since I work, because I work 6 days straight this week, and it's kids, and they always, like, they're so bad. This one goes like, hey, I'm like, hey, thank you for calling pizza, blah, blah, blah. And they go like, is this pizza, blah, blah, blah? I'm like, yeah. And you're like, oh, you mean pizza, but gotcha. Click. And I'm like kids, they're stupid. Well, one day I picked up the phone and a kid like, it's like, hey, is this, I'm like, is this Timmy? I'm going to butter your biscuits. And the kid screamed and hung up. But he always called. Like, the other day he called again. And I was like, thank you for calling 7-Eleven. And like, is this pizza? Da, da, da. I'm like, no, this is like, when they serve Slurpees and hot dogs. And they're like, what? I'm like, do you like warm sausage between your buns? You warm it up in your hand. And it's like, and this kid is just like busting up. Like, I watched Jerky Boys too much when I was growing up, probably. But it's just like, the kid just keeps calling because I come back with different characters the whole time, and he's just laughing his butt off. I have a feeling they're gonna call, like, the parents are gonna call, like, probably one day, like, what does little Timmy talking about buttering biscuits? What are you guys doing over there? So, yeah, these kids are going to be traumatized, got to pay for the therapy bills. But, yeah, for that, yeah, like, I didn't strangle anyone, so that's a good thing.
Sorry. While you're sitting in Starbucks, have you ever Googled yourself? Because I got writer's block. Or
I do Google myself, and it's funny because I actually have a lot of stuff. I'm like, there's one site that says I have a sex tape, and I'm like, where and with who? Because that would be good to know. I'd probably be a lot more famous a lot quicker, especially if it was one of the Kardashians. You never know. anything. There's one thing I typed in, and oh man, it's just like, this was like years ago, well, a few years ago. Remember the Oscars? Was the Oscars or Globes where Susan Sarandon's boobs are like hanging out, and I made a joke about it on Twitter, and an actual magazine found my tweet and used it in their magazine, and I was just like, lo and behold, I was like, they used my tweet in this magazine, and I was like, oh damn, I'm like, I'm never gonna work in this town again. Now Susan Sarandon will know I talked about her boobs. Like, they actually use, like, tweets where people are talking about her boobs. It's actual magazine. And I was just like, wow. And then, what was it? The other day, apparently my net worth is $4 million. And I'm like, wow, I got to give my Jew accountant a call because I'm still looking for $3,999,908 because I see only $2. So I was like, wow, $4 million. I wish my net worth was $4 million. And yeah, no, it's crazy. Some of the stuff I was just like, the other day, I was just like, you know, I'm vain. I have an ego. Why not? Let's see what Google says about me. But yeah, those were the three kickers that cracked me up. Yeah, I'm trying to think, what else did I do? Sorry, go ahead.
How do you know all these porn stars?
So, I briefly worked behind the scenes in the porn business.
No, I want to know what you did.
Oh, so what I did, I worked in casting, which is pretty, it doesn't sound great because everyone's like, oh, the casting couch. Oh, and I'm like, no, basically casting's HR. So you're basically looking at all the paperwork and making sure they're not like under 18. So you have to like look at their birth certificate, their social security card. You have to do their... You have to look at their blood tests because they get blood tests every couple of weeks so they don't have AIDS or some sexually transmitted disease. Really boring job. And then you also have to look at a lot of photos. They send you a bunch of naked photos a lot. And after a while, I was just like, it's like, if I see another vagina before my first cup of coffee, I'm going to blow my brains out. Hold on. I'm like, everyone's like, but that's fun. I'm like, no, no, it's not. Like, if you see so many vaginas in one day, it starts getting scary. I'm like, I'm waiting for, like, teeth to pop out or something. I was like, oh, my God. And then...
Hold on. How many submissions do you get a day?
You'd be surprised. It's quick money. Like, when I was working at the place in Sacramento, I was getting, like, 150 a day from bottles. 150 a day.
Now, since you're in the HR, how much does a lady get made for one shoot? Nobody.
It varies. If they don't have an agent and they don't know how to negotiate, they could get low to like 450. But a lot of times they get about $700 to $800 depending on what sexual act they're doing. And that's, I put that in air quotes. Because each different thing, if they do like, oh God, I'm just gonna, like, I know all this stuff. They do anal, it's another $1,000. So it's just like, so they make between like $700 to $2,000 a day for less than 8 hours. So that's pretty good money. Like, I knew one porn star, she was making $10,000 a week. That's 5 days worth of work. She was making $10,000 a week. And I was sitting there, I was just like, dang, like, she makes bank. And then I'm trying to think what else. But yeah, and then also Nelson, because also being a comedian, you're kind of around a lot of them a lot of times. And like, also as a filmmaker too, in the genre market, a lot of a lot of porn stars try to cross over and do like low budget horror movies and thrillers and stuff like, because they started out wanting to be actors, and technically they are actors, but it's just like, because they're method actors in a way, what they have to do. But yeah, so I met a lot of them through that, and a lot through comedy, and became kind of good, really good friends with a few of them. But yeah, no, it's just like, they're just people, and they're like the smartest people too. That's what kills me. It's like, they're freaking smart. Like, one, like, I work with Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy has like two different degrees, like master's degree. Like, he has a master's degree and a PhD. Like, a lot of people don't know that. Like, he's smart. There's another porn star. I don't know her too well. I'm not going to say her name. She has a master's degree. And there's another one I know. She also has a master's degree. Like, they all have, like, master's degrees is like 7 years of school. Like, people don't get that. That's 7 years of actually going to a university and studying your butt off. So it's just like, I sit there, I'm like, wow. Like, what am I doing with my life? And, but yeah, that's pretty much how that. Speaking of porn, oh my God, I saw this porn the other day. Best comedy writing ever. It starts off as like, usually like there's the scene before the act stuff, like the sex stuff. And it's always the buildup. A lot of them don't do it nowadays, but this one did. Well, this tutor comes in because the mom has an issue because the son's all emo and talking about killing himself, like, oh, life is not worth living, da 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 da. And they go to the scene where she's talking to this emo dude, and she's like, oh, why is life not worth living? Oh, because Michael Bay's still making movies. He's like, well, that's just one thing. And they're like, because we have ISIS, and the Kardashians are still alive. Like, the comedy cracked me up so hard, I was like, now, I would go see this movie. It cracked me up. I'm like, this is like some of the best. I'm like, it's sad when pornos have better writing than studio films. Like, that's what gets me. I'm sitting there, I'm like, geez, how can those, like, these films are making better content, written content, than studios. It just blows my mind. It just blows my mind. I go to dark places, man. I'm going to dark places.
Are you excited about baseball spring training? I don't know how I'm supposed to segue into that one.
That's not a good segue. Porn. Boom.
Baseball.
Actually, yeah, I'm a big Giants fan, which is kind of like a bad thing because I live in LA where everyone down here is like Dodgers and da 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 da. And I hate all LA teams, and that's like really sacrilege down here. And they hate the Bay Area. Like, they hate any football, any baseball, any teams up there. But I'm actually kind of excited to see how the Giants will do this year because they have what's his name? McCutcheon, this guy who just played for the Pirates. Hella good baseball player, hella good defensive player, and he just got traded to San Francisco, and I'm looking forward to that. Like, they're going to have a really good defensive team. It's just I wish they actually picked real pitchers because Bochy, I hate him as a manager. Like, he used to be a catcher for the Padres, and he – like, you would expect someone who's a catcher professionally know how to pick pitchers. And he can pick really good starting pitchers. That's great if you have a good starting – like, a lot of starting pitchers go into, like, six, seven innings. But him picking relief pitchers, he's horrible. Like, he picks the worst pitchers, like, relief pitchers ever. Like,
wait, isn't that the manager – general manager that picks relief pitchers?
No. You see, general managers are just the money people. Like,
but don't they sign the guys?
They sign the guys based on – the managers say.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, especially Bochy. Bochy's winning a 3 World Series. You're going to say, oh, sorry, you won 3 World Series. You know, we're going to go against what you say.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. Did he win them?
He won them, yeah.
All three?
We won all 3 World Series in less than 5 years. So he knows what he's doing baseball-wise, but he's like, his pitching picker, like picking pitchers, is the worst thing ever. I'm like, that's one thing that pisses me off about his coaching style. But they look like they're going to have a good team this year. They have a killer outfield. They have, like, really good, like, outfield. Their infield, like, Buster Posey's back. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt, which that's be the worst because, like, this guy gets paid bazillions of dollars and he also gets hurt a lot. Like, it's just like, I get to see that happening. But, so hopefully Giants will actually go to the World Series and win so I can rub it in all the L.A. people's face because Los Angeles Dodgers went to the World Series this year and they lost. Big surprise because they suck. Well, like, L.A. teams suck so bad. I hate them so bad.
You know I'm Canadian. Uh-huh. I have one request from you.
Uh-oh. Don't say hockey.
It's going to be hockey.
You guys come out of the ice and, like, you guys are professional hockey players.
If
right
the
away.
LA Kings make the playoffs.
God, I don't know how they do.
If you're going to watch one hockey game for me, mm-hmm. And you're going to take notes.
Take notes? Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair. I used to watch hockey. Like, when I was younger, I just never liked it. Because like, I played hockey briefly when I was younger. I played street
Hold
hockey.
On. You don't have ice in California.
We play street hockey.
That's not hockey.
Uh-huh. And how you fall on cement? That hurts.
Don't fall.
But I'm fat and I'm gravity inclined.
You're a goalie then. You just stand in the net.
Wow. Right? Sorry, I was choking on the gummy bread there.
The last question. Why aren't you drinking your drink of choice tonight?
The ginger ale?
Yeah, that's not ginger ale.
No, that's water. Oh. I'm trying to go through a cleanse because, like I said, not cleanse. That sounds so Hollywood.
No, you are Hollywood.
Well, true. I wear yoga pants and I eat a Pinkberry while I Uber.
Hold on. What's a Pinkberry?
Pinkberry is a yogurt place that's, like, really overpriced where everyone goes to. It's, like, it's an L.A. thing where it's, like, I have friends always tell me, like, oh, you're a sellout. And Pinkberry is, like, this really pricey yogurt place where you get yogurt, like frozen yogurt, that's considered healthy. And then yoga pants, like, yeah. People are like, oh, you wear yoga pants and get Pinkberry and da 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 da. As it's like, LA's a weird culture. Weird culture.
Okay, you have 1 minute left. Last question.
Okay.
What's the closest Chad has ever been to a Kardashian?
Hopefully far away. Trying to think.
So you've never seen one?
I've never seen one in person. I've seen a lot of Armenian chicks, but they all probably weren't related one way or another. It was like, bad Chad. But no, I try to stay away from, like, why would they would never come to the Valley anyways. They're weird.
Has Chad ever seen an Oscar in person?
A what?
An Oscar?
Oh, yeah. We actually, there was this dude. He's, was it Oscar or Emmy? I can't remember. This dude who writes, he's a writer. I think it was an Emmy, where he came in and he actually had the statue with him. He actually won it, yeah. He brought it to Starbucks with him when he was writing. He had it right there on a table while he was writing. Like, I was like, that's kind of ballsy. Like, he just, like, had it right there. Like, I don't know what he, like, it was legit. Like, he's an actual writer. He actually writes. And I was sitting there, I was like, this dude actually just came in, put his Emmy on the table, and he's going to write right there. I'm like, dang. That's a baller move.
Were you jealous?
You know, I don't really get jealous. Like, I have a friend who's like, what was it? He's like, don't you watch all the awards and stuff? And I really haven't watched award shows for the last 2 years, like actually watch and pay attention to it. Because I was thinking there just like, don't get me wrong, I would not turn it down. Like, if I get nominated, I would definitely go like, oh yeah, Oscars, woo. But I'm just like, I'm really not big in awards like I used to. I'm like, it's just like, it's all political, patting yourself on the back. Mine's basically, hopefully people actually come see my movie.
Okay, bye.
Bye, have a good one.